Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
On some trains, some carriages have been designated as quiet carriages. Passengers are urged to speak softly, not talk on the mobile, and generally be quiet. It actually works quite well. People tend to respect the request, which is really heartwarming and quite surprising considering our need to talk on the phone or play games or watch TV on it. Phones have taken us over. According to research, we touch our phones 2,617 times a day on average, and some even wake up to check their gadget during the night, so going without it for a whole journey is asking a lot. So maybe for those of us who want to escape from mobile phones, either other users or our own addiction, the idea of leaving our phones behind and seeking a quiet space is actually very appealing. And if it's somewhere where we can get away from all sorts of distractions and concentrate on what's important to us, so much the better. It's especially important if our lives are filled with stuff, doing stuff, busy and stressed, always working or doing something. The stress increases, the pressure increases, and the body just can't take too much. Being still, even just for a few minutes a day, can be calming, can be restoring, and can help us get things into better perspective. Reflecting on where we are in life and giving the control over to our Creator, who has all things under control. There is nothing new about seeking quietness. In the Bible, in Psalm 46, there is a very powerful verse about this. It says, "Be still and know that I am God." I'm Aaron Wright.